Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Reverend Al Green, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what's going on in your business. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Patty Green back on the show. Patty's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 8 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. But I was following her work. And the work of the institution that she's part of, Babson College, long before we had her on the show, I was following their research on entrepreneurship. They've been doing a great job of that. Patty's also co-founder of the Diana Project, also the chair of the Center for Women's Business Research. We've been talking a little bit about that. Patty, you got some other research going on you want to talk about?
Well, we do. I mean, the center does a lot of different kinds of research. We do our own research, and we also curate, I would call it, other people's research, too, to see what's being done that's of good quality that we can learn from and people can act on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a combination of things. One of the things we did this year was actually partner with Babson and the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor and
right.
did a report on women around the world.
That's the one that I used to report on. That was the one you guys did in 1999 the first time, and I reported on it right out of the box.
You did, and we
yep.
appreciate that.
It's great work. It's still great work.
It's amazing. The last report on women that we've just finished, the beginning of this year, we had 59 economies represented in that report that
yeah.
covers actually 52% of the world's population and 84% of the world's GDP.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's
And remind the audience where they can find all that.
That they can find at on Babson's website, which would just
okay.
be www.babson.edu.
Right. So check
that
out.
That one was kind of cool.
And that's the GEM, Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, GEM.
Uh-huh.
So check that out. Anything else before we get into some of the takeaways from the last panel?
Well, I think another neat one to look at, actually, is we look at the work that comes out of the Center for Venture Research
mm-hmm.
in New Hampshire and Women Angels. We found out Women Angels are 13% of the angel market.
Angel investors.
Yes. Yes.
Because all the women I know say they're angels, but they're not investors.
That's perfectly true, I'm sure.
Okay, go ahead.
But I think it's really good to know about that there are women angels out there, the numbers are growing, and that this is something for women business owners to think about if they are interested in any kind of equity investment.
Right. There's the angel network, and I say that network little n, is really growing, and it's going to become a big part of the future of capitalizing businesses in the future. And
yeah.
It is now, and it's going to continue to be. All right, so give us some takeaways from in the previous segment we talked about the panel, the Women's Business Research panel that you're putting together for the ladies. Let's give them that website again, w-bizinsight.org is where you can go,
right.
ladies, to sign up for that. And to join this panel, I encourage you to do that. But what are some of the takeaways you got from that?
So one of them is we looked at women growing businesses and the difference between women that are really interested in growing their businesses and women that are comfortable with either a slower state or just the business the way it is. You know, one of the things, women that want to grow their businesses, half of them belong to women's groups versus only 20% of women who don't have any full-time employees.
Hmm.
So I think it's that you were talking about networking a minute ago. I think that's something to think
no
about.
No question about it. But usually yep. women are better at this than men are.
Well, there is that networking thing. I don't know if it's not a gene, but we do get a lot of practice at it.
Yeah, I just think women are more likely to reach out than men are. Men are more likely to, you know, and I think part of it is, I think that's an example where, you know, as you and I have talked before and other women experts have talked on the show, women have don't have enough self-confidence. Men have too much self-confidence. And I think that's one of the advantages of the way of that trait in women, because it makes them reach out more. And I think that's
No, they do. There's no doubt about that. You know, and the other thing we looked at this study I thought was very interesting is that women who want to grow their businesses are more likely to use equity and debt financing. And that sounds like, of course, if you want to grow, you get that. But a lot of times we talk to women who say they want to grow but are very opposed to debt, because we all grew up saying, don't go into debt, don't go into debt. And now we're saying you have to borrow in order to grow.
And I've learned,
the fact of the matter is, other people's money.
I've learned that, women don't know how to ask for investment money as much as they need to be. Some of the experts that I've had on the show have been doing some research on this, and they find that women have, if they ask for money, they don't ask for enough money. But you're exactly right.
That's so true.
The best way to grow your business, you've got to use leverage. If you know, Patty, as I've said, you know, the Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. You know, and so you've got to use leverage. You got to use some debt. You got to use some equity, and the capitalization strategy has to include all that, doesn't it?
It does. And you have to actually understand what capitalization strategy means.
Yeah, exactly. Because it also includes retained earnings.
Yes, it does.
And all that. Hey, Patty, this has been great. Let's do that website again. Folks, ladies, I want you to join the panel. Guys, you can't join. See, they won't even let me be part of this. W-B-I-Z Insight, like you'd spell it, ordinarily, nothing special, .org, right?
That's it.
So, ladies, join this panel. See what's going on. I promise you you'll enjoy it, and I promise you you'll get smarter, because anything Patty Green has anything to do with is top shelf. Patty, thanks for being here. Good job.
It's a pleasure, Jim. Thank you for inviting me.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Patty Green, ladies and gentlemen, she's not an egghead or a nerd. She's a real serious business researcher. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.